This is Coronaverse for Saturday, recorded Saturday, April 27th, 2013. And hopefully I sound a little better. I didn't listen to the last one, but I think I sound a little better. What do you guys think? Do I sound a little better? I'm not so raw, 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 raw. I don't sound like...
How do I sound good, man.
Sound good? All right, cool.
You sound human.
I sound human. Which I suppose is good. Okay, that's good. Yeah.
You sound podcast
as opposed to being a zombie. Because a zombie would just say.
Yeah, the whole zombie thing.
He comes in, tries to eat all the brains and all that crap.
And brains.
Much more like, depends which type of zombie you believe in. The brain-eating one or the flesh-eating, just walking dead ones. You know?
Yeah. Well, if you're listening, you can probably recognize those two voices. It is Danny Dwyer and Stuart Worf.
Hello.
Stuart is here for a second time in a row, I think. And
not a row. A month, though.
Okay. Whatever. Yeah, I can't remember. You know me. Yeah. Well, I don't think we recorded one last week. No, we didn't.
Well, in that case. Yes, two of them.
Yeah. And Kimmy Ann is here. How you doing, Kimmy?
I'm doing very well. I know. Call me Fraid Not.
Fraid Not's here. Fraid Not.
Okay. I was wondering what that Fraid Not was about. Now I get it. Thank you.
Oh. So she can walk in the bar and the bartender says, "Hey, are you Kimmy?" She says, "Nope, I'm Fraid Not." Let's see. I've got a topic to discuss for the episode, but if we want to go through and just everybody talk about what they've been doing lately, do we want to do clockwise, counterclockwise? Who wants to go first?
Anybody? Kimmy should go first.
Okay.
She's got something really cool coming up here.
Cool. Tell us what it is.
Yeah, I've got a build going on right across from Danny's and just in the process right now and learning to build. It's hard.
Yes,
so
it is.
So Danny helped me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
so I need lots of help.
It's overwhelming. It's quite a learning curve. Once you hit that hump, though, and you suddenly there's going to be a point. It just starts becoming easier. But it just takes.
Yeah. It just takes just starting. I mean, just pull a prim out of your butt and pull it and play with it and see what you can do with it. I think. But so is that it? Just your building? You got a new build? Tell us about the build. What's the plan?
Well, it's similar to like the destination station. I don't think I'm going to have all of that. But I do want to expand my tour guide business, and I thought this was a wonderful way to do that.
Cool. The destination station always had a lot of visitors. A lot of newbies would pop in, a lot. And then the linen stole my idea. Bastards. So.
Yes.
Still think you should have sued him.
I should have. Well, I should have just made a stink is what I should have done. But anyway. Did this station predates the destination guide, so thank you very much. No. All right, I guess we're
going through all the old archives. It's really interesting to see the work everybody put into that destination station.
Oh yeah, we did. That there was a lot. I mean, there was tons of stuff in that thing though. But
I wonder how many of them are dead now though.
I was thinking the same thing. How many of the stuff that was in there is still around? I have no idea.
Very little.
I think so. I would imagine so.
Because towards the end there, I was trying to keep up and take the torch, you know, that I remember Chug-a-Bug Goodnight had started, and it shows just like every time I put up a new destination, three destinations would become, like, would come down.
Would go away.
You couldn't keep up with it. And, you know, I think if you have like what Kimmy Ann's doing, and you just keep it small, there are a handful of really good Sims that are still around.
Yeah.
And I think a crap Mariner over at the Five Islands, that's gone through some changes, but Edlo is still there. And one of the Sims that someone I know just took over and put a really interesting build is Harbor Island.
Cool.
Must see. Must see. There. That is neat.
Maybe we'll go there after recording. But
So, and then the other destination I found that I think Kimmy's going to really want is one of the New York Sims. They actually have, you know, the famous roller a working model of the famous roller coaster over in Coney Island.
Really?
And I've taken it for rides, and it's a blast.
Cool.
Hopefully, it's still up.
You know? Yeah, we'll go there. Oh, yeah.
We definitely should check that out. It's
still up. So, Stuart, what have you been up to?
Well, SL-wise, I'm actually working on a project for VWE that I guess I can talk about now.
Okay.
I'm kind of leading up a project to take, we've got a third show that we've been working on. And essentially what we're going to do with this third thing is we're going to do it like actual wrestling, and we're looking to tour the grid.
Okay.
With the show to try and get more fans. So actually going to various different locations and doing wrestling shows,
shows not like there. Actually wrestling. It's still fake, right?
Well, obviously it's okay. It's a work.
Well,
yes.
I just checking. I thought maybe for a second you had figured out something so you could, actually compete, and it was actually, an actual competition, but no.
Okay. I actually think the fact that you're rehearsing it is harder than just a fight, to be honest.
You know what? Yeah, I would kind of agree. It's still a performance. It's performance art.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Yeah. But we've got a few venues open, and we're not starting just yet, but, you know, if you know of anyone who has locations that are preferably large, because you need space for the stage and all that stuff.
Yeah. So are you going to contact me? Your own stage, or is it they need to have a stage?
We've got our own stages and all that stuff,
the
rings and all that stuff that we all just res it out. As long as we've got permission, obviously, to res stuff. And
That's pretty cool.
Is the arena still around itself, the VWE arena?
Our main shows will still be done there, but this is a third way to try and get new fans, because it's harder nowadays, to be honest, to get new people in.
Yeah.
We've noticed.
So. Yeah, you kind of saturate your market, and it is hard to keep things going sometimes. All right, so Danny, what have you been up to?
I've been kind of slacking off a little bit on my SL builds because I've been meticulously trying to build detail. You know, I'm trying to, you know, create everything in mesh and using that set of scripts that you gave me to build in prims and then convert it over to mesh.
Right. The mesh studio.
Mesh studio. And I wasn't really initially impressed with my first efforts because at best with my builds, I was able to take whatever the prim count was and cut it in half.
Okay.
And I'm like, wait a second. You know, that I should be able to, you know. And then I finally figured out with a couple of tips that you gave me how to take a 12 prim staircase and convert it into something that in mesh is two prims.
Cool.
So that's what I've been working on right now, is just detail-oriented stuff like that. Like, you know, building components that I'm going to use in just about every single build from this point forward. So, you know, like the idea, don't reinvent the wheel, just, you know, I'm making staircases and floor plans and just some basic stuff.
Cool. But
ultimately, I have a house I've been building, and I'm hoping to... Well, maybe if I get off my butt this weekend, I can finish it up. But in real life, I closed out my law practice last weekend, and I'm starting a new blog to try to convince some of my friends on Facebook who have no contact with the criminal justice system that the information they're getting on the media is wrong, and this is how it actually works, and this is why the media is doing... Well, we all know why the media does what it does. They're trying to make money. And how do you make money? You scare the crap out of people. And they tune in. You know? Like, oh my God, that's outrageous. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, it's like...
People tune into that stuff.
Right. And next up, a special report. Something that might kill you after this commercial message. Right. Yeah.
And then, of course, and then I also have to deal with friends who are constantly quoting the two anomalies that I call in the criminal justice system, O.J. Simpson and Casey Anthony. And I'm like, you know something? There are some very specific special circumstances in both those cases. So that's going to be one of my first articles coming up. So hopefully I'll have the first article. I'm working on 7 articles. I hope to have the first article published and up on a WordPress page by tomorrow.
Excellent.
I should be able to publish. I'm going to...
don't have a name yet?
Hold on a second. Yeah, actually, I do. It's a complicated one.
Okay.
What do we call it?
What do we call it? Call it anything but OJ?
If life was only as simple as the conclusions we... This is what it's called. Hold on.
Okay.
I'm loading it. If life was only as simple as the short-sighted conclusions we often draw. That's the name of it.
Really? Okay. That's a mouthful.
That sums it up, though.
Okay. I would have gone for something shorter. Something more memorable that you could, you know, just kind of,
What I might do is, you're right, I might try to come up with a much shorter title, but then that's going to be the subtitle.
There you go.
That's definitely going to be the subtitle.
That's what I would do. Something that just will kind of stick in people's mind as a title, and then, that's an excellent subtitle to it. All right.
See, so I might not be published till Monday, but it is coming up.
There you go.
I've got nothing but time on my hands right now, and just excellent. The creative ideas are just pouring forward. So, what's going on? What else is going on?
Anybody? Well, in my real life, I've been working on my motorcycle. I've got it torn down. I've got it down to the frame. I have the frame painted. And there's some pictures up top that you guys can see. People at home, you can't see them because you're not here. Hint, hint. No. But I got the frame painted. It's it's a glossy black, and the rims you can see in the center picture there, they're yellow. So you can kind of get the idea of the color scheme, black and yellow. And I hope to be having a lot of it put back together, possibly starting tomorrow. So,
I love the theme. The black and yellow just reminds me of, like the Dodge cars in the early 70s.
Yeah, the old Super Bees. Yeah, yeah.
Yep, the Super Bees.
Yeah. So,
black and yellow, when it's done right, and you're right on the right track, it looks sharp.
Yeah.
It's going to look great.
I think it's going to look really sweet. I'm just happy to get it, cleaned up and back together again. I got a bunch of parts. I got, the control levers and the handlebars, and that's all ready to go back on as soon as the paint cures. It's starting to come together. In my SL, I haven't been doing much on the island because I've been busy doing mole work, which I can't get into because of, you know, disclosure agreements and all that. I can't tell you what I'm working on, but I can tell you it's really cool. And I actually, I learned a bit. We are trying to make our builds as efficient as possible is one of the things that we're really starting to focus on. And I learned a few things straight from Kona Linden. And that's kind of the topic that I wanted to deal with in this episode, because you guys are doing building. Stuart's right. Got his, you know, build things going on. And I want to kind of show you a little bit of what he showed us that, I mean, we're moles. We've been building for Linden Lab for how long? And this is stuff that we went, oh, wow. Okay. I get it now. So, what I want to do is I want you guys to do this with me so you can experience this as well. Okay. In your SL viewer, do you have the advanced and developed menus at the top?
Yes, I do.
All right. And those of you listening at home on the podcast can do this as well. All right. If you don't have the advanced menu, I believe it's Control Alt D brings up advanced, and then Control Alt Q brings up the develop menu. All right. Now, on your keyboard, I want you to press Control Shift R. That turns on wireframe. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, you can see. And what you're seeing there are all the triangles for the mesh, for the sculpties, for the prims, everything. That is what your viewer, that's the wireframe of what's going on in Second Life. And it looks like a jumbled mess, but if you move your camera around, you can kind of see a little bit better what's going on.
Actually, it looks like I'm inside the Mall of America.
Yeah.
Wow.
But that's like the first thing I'd like.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, you know, for simplicity's sake, you may want to cam in on like a little table in front of us with a fruit plate on it to kind of, you know, get an idea. All right. Now, the next thing I want you to do is to go up to the develop menu and you click on develop, and then underneath that is show info, and that brings up another drop-down menu at the side. And it says show time, show upload cost, show render info, blah, blah, blah. You see that? Do you see that over there?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I want you to click and put a check next to show render info. And what you'll get is on the right side of your screen will be a bunch of... it's in white text, so it's kind of hard to see. But it's a lot of text info on the side. All right. You see all that?
Yes.
All right. Now,
yes.
What you want to pay attention to is about three lines from the bottom. There is a number, and it's usually constantly changing. But it's on mine, it's like 1403 point blah, blah, blah. And it's KTRIS. K tries.
How many lines up from the bottom?
Three lines up from the bottom. And so it's indented a little bit, but it says K.
It is.
K tries.
Yeah.
All right. What that is triangles. It is actually 1,000 triangles or kilo triangles or K tries is what it's shortened to. So. What you're seeing, what it's telling you is that in your viewer right now is rendering 1,377 or whatever it is on yours, kilotriangles. Multiply that out, that's like 1.3 million triangles. Got it?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Now that you see that, select an object, any object, and you'll see the K-tries will change Like, I click on the seat that I'm sitting on right now, and it says 4.288 K-tries. What that information is, that is how many thousands of triangles are in that object. So you can actually see how many triangles are in a particular object.
Wow.
Got it? All right. Now, every sculpted object in Second Life has, it's about two, it's like 2 point something K-tries. So every single object in SL is 2,000 triangles. Now, I'm going to res a box, just a regular old box. Now, if you select that box, you'll see that it is 0.1 K-tries, or about 100 triangles. You see that?
Yep.
All right. So that means that as
0.048.
Well, that's if you zoom in a little closer, and then you want to zoom in as close as possible to get the maximum number of triangles, because it's the LOD, the level of detail. As you zoom back, it goes lower. So as you get closer, you will see that the K tries go to its maximum. All right. So here it is in a nutshell. Sculptees are evil because even though it is one prim on the land impact, your viewer is rendering 2,000 triangles, whereas a regular old box is 100 triangles. So your viewer has to work that much harder to render a sculpty than it does to render a regular old prim. Now, one of the highest ones as a regular prim is a torus. And when I look at that, that's 1,152 triangles in a torus. And I think if I start hollowing it out, now I'm getting about 2,300 triangles. And let's see, let's do a path cut on that.
I've yet to do a build with a torus in it.
I just
have no use for toruses.
I understand. Okay, now we're up about 2.3. It's still very high. Toruses, for one thing, toruses are something that the griefers would constantly use. They would go into if they wanted to slow down SL and lag it for everybody, they would go into the sandbox or something, and then they would res thousands and thousands of toruses because it just would overload your viewer and lag out the entire region. A torus is about the same as every single sculpty. Is going to be about the same number of K-tries. So think about that. This is why mesh is so much better than sculpties, because you can make a mesh that will be as many or less than a prim. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so you can optimize the mesh to reduce the number of triangles, which really helps out on the viewer. So it's to the point. I've gone to regions where they've got huge sculpted things flying up in the thing, and all of these sculpted trees, and your viewer lags so bad there, and it's because of all the K-tries.
Yeah, the same thing here on Coronaville. The building here, a lot of it is sculpty.
Yes.
And I noticed that when I aim my avatar or space navigator to look towards the Coronaville, there's a bit of lag.
Yes, you're going to see a lot. just to illustrate the difference between sculpted and mesh, I have those two boats out there. You know, the two sailboats. One is a mesh,
yeah,
and one is a sculpt. They're made by the same creator. If I click on I tried it earlier. I won't do it right now because the voice will go funky. Because I'd have to move my view over there. Yeah.
I've just done it. Yeah. The mesh one's like 29.
That's from this distance. And then, if you zoom in on it, it's about 45. Well,
I'm talking the mesh one. Like the mesh ones, I'm getting 20. Well, 30. Oh.
I don't think you got it. I'm zoomed in on the mesh.
On the mesh
and
one?
It's 27.3. And then when I zoom in on the sculpty, it's over double. It's 47.362.
Okay. 48. Yeah, actually, that's not a good example. Then
50.
But you've seen the level of detail that's on that.
The more I zoom in, the worse the number gets.
God. Yeah. So, I mean, really, well, I think what I'm saying is when you look at things on the marketplace and it says it's only 3 prims. Yeah, maybe it's only 3 prims, or maybe it's only, you know, even if it's mesh. I've seen mesh objects where, yeah, it may only be 2 or 3 prims or land impact. But then when you actually look at it in wireframe, it has thousands of tiny little triangles that don't need to be there and that are just causing your viewer to have to do so much more work.
And so, this explanation explains, you know, it's Azura. Remember when we were up in that art studio I have going on,
uh-huh,
and I had that bar that you were you're trying to put a it was a bit of a problem. We were putting an invisible prim in it, you know, otherwise I had to keep it on Phantom. It was those chairs. Mm-hmm. The chairs that I bought, I think I got them on a marketplace. They were either free or they were under 10 lindens, but they came in 2 sets. You had a set in Sculpty and a set in mesh.
Mm-hmm.
Sculpties were only 1 prim. The mesh was 2 prims. But the problem is the Sculpties took forever to load in the viewer, and the mesh loaded instantly.
I don't think I think that's a little different. That's a case where, I mean, you have to download the texture in order to see the Sculpty. So I think that was the delay in that. What I'd be interested in, you have them in your inventory right now? Do you have copies of it that you can res?
I think I do. Hold on.
Res a couple right here.
I can find them.
I want to see what they look like in wireframe and see what the K-tries are on it.
That would be interesting. Let's see.
Yeah, let's do a little experiment. Them. But while you're looking for that, I mean, that...
Yeah, this is going to give me a moment here.
Yeah, take your time. Take your time. Basically, what we're talking about here is efficiency of builds. And when you look at...
That's just sculpted. Okay.
When you look at the efficiency of a build, really, the number of prims is one thing. On the land impact, but really, what you need to do, or what I think you need to do, is go and look at the number of triangles that are in the object, which is why I recommend that if you can, always look at something in world before you buy it, because it's like, okay, I'm looking at these, there they are, and select one.
Zoomed into the mesh.
Okay.
0.672 KTRs. Let's
yes.
go ahead and
there
see
you
what
go.
We have.
That's a perfect
in
example.
The
Sculpty. The Sculpty one is, like
oh,
I said,
my
a sculpt
God.
Is always going to be like 2,000. It's going to be 2.048 K-tries because that's how many triangles
uh-huh.
are in a sculpted object all the time. And so in this case, you've got, you know, 2.48, and the mesh is 0.672. So you've got, you know, 600 triangles as opposed to 2,000. So your viewer has, 1,400 triangles, it doesn't have to render with the mesh one that it does with the sculpted one. So in this case, the mesh is much better.
I noticed the difference immediately, and yes. Until this, I couldn't. You just explained it for me.
Yes.
You just explained why.
Yes. And think about it this way: this is a chair. You're going to put this at a bar or something, so you're not going to have one. You're going to have, you know, 4, 5, 6 of them. So if you have 6 of them, you know, 6 times 14, what is that? You know, without doing the math in my head, which I don't want to, that's a whole lot of triangles that your viewer doesn't have to render. And that's why when you go to a place that has tons and tons of sculpties, kind of like Corona K right now, because this whole building here, all this furniture and stuff is all from sculpties, you get a lot more lag. And that's why I think I am going to redo the pool house.
Yeah.
Announcement time. Yeah.
With the skills yeah. you've been building up, and I, just based on what you've taught me,
well,
yeah,
I'm not going to build absolutely. It myself. I think I'm just going to go with more mesh. I'm going to get rid of all of these sculpted furniture, and you know this place has a sculpted roof and a lot of sculpties all around it. I think I'm just going to go with a mesh build, find one that's a much much more efficient.
Yeah, because the thing that most people would get caught up on is just on these two bar stools I've rezzed here.
Mm-hmm.
The mesh bar stool is 2 prims. The sculpty is only 1 prim.
Yeah,
so there, if you're trying to save on mm-hmm. prims, you might be tempted to go with the sculpty.
Right. So they
over
think,
the mesh.
They think they're saving.
But based on everything you just explained, the yes. mesh, it's worth having the extra prim because the mesh is just going to be a much better.
Yes.
It's going to be better. It's going to create a better experience for everybody that comes into your build.
Yes, because even though the mesh,
because they're not going to have that lag.
Yes, even though the mesh is, you know, twice as many land impact.
We lost it to Zora. Where did we lose me?
I'm sorry, I forgot. I clicked my speaker button. I clicked the speak button. I was talking. It's going to be in the recording, but you guys didn't hear me. Okay. Even though, I mean, when you look at these two, you like you said, you've got the 1 prim for the sculpted, and then you have 2 prims for the mesh. Well, that 1 prim is going to be less than half as efficient as far as your viewer goes than the mesh one. So, I mean, you're trading off land impact for more lag. And I'm looking at the triangles on this, and this actually could be even more efficient. And I think if you
made it... Well, that's why these stools were free.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Anytime, I'm bad. I love going through the marketplace and scouring for free stuff because it's like, yeah, somebody else's bad build is going to be my free bar stool that I put out for my guests.
Okay. I think what I can do is I can give you a little bit of hint what to do if you're making things in Mesh Studio. Now that we're seeing these two chairs in wireframe. You can imagine building like the top of this stool in Mesh Studio, can't you? You know, you've got you can see the wireframe, so you can see the shape of what it's making, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, when you make something in prims, there's an option in the, there we go. There's an option in the Mesh Studio script for low poly. The default on Mesh Studio is any straight edge is going to be it's going to be divided up into 4 sections, or it's going to have 4 vertices. So like an edge of a cube is going to be, well, actually, if you let me res a cube again.
Okay.
All right. You see that cube there? If you look at it in wireframe, you see there's it's like it's got you know, the edge of a surface, and then there's two lines.
Got to find where you put
it.
Okay,
yeah, I put it right in the middle, yeah.
It's hard to find
It is hard to find stuff in wireframe. Let me move it out a little bit. Move it around so you can see it. Yeah. If you look at a cube, you can see how it's divided. There's four vertices on that edge, two at the ends, and then two, you know, partway in between.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, in Mesh Studio, you can adjust that. So if you adjust it down to as low as possible, which is two, which is just the edges, or is just the end, you know, the end points of that, then you're going to turn, what's that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That'd be 18 triangles, and you're going to turn that down to two triangles when it in the final mesh.
So yeah, I see. Okay.
Yeah, so you're greatly reducing the number of triangles. On a curved surface, like if you look back at the chairs over here, you know, on that curved part there. The other thing is on curves, the default, I think, is like 24 or 16. I think it's 16. Second Life uses 24, I believe, for curves. Mesh Studio defaults to 16. What that is doing is it's like on a curve. Think of a circle. And it's going to divide those points into how many ever vertices you want. You have it 16, you're going to get more of a rounded shape. But if you don't need it to be that rounded, you can go as low as like 3. That's the minimum. If you look at it on the edge, it's going to look like a triangle. But when you look at it in Second Life, it's still going to look more or less round. Does it make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, it does make sense.
Right. So you can greatly reduce, even with Mesh Studio, you can greatly reduce the number of triangles in an object. And the lower you can get, the lower cost, and actually the lower number of prims when it actually figures out, you know, how much land impact it's going to be. That is why Mesh is so much superior to SculptEase. And SculptEase are the evil.
Mesh Studio, I've only been able to work with squares, you know, squares, rectangles, and so I have not been able to work with circles or even objects that are hollowed out because it increased the prim count.
Yes.
So if I had started off with a one prim object, I would end up with like a circle that would have like 16 prims. I'm like, what the hell? I couldn't understand the math.
That's why, because on a circle, it's multiplying by however many times you've divided that curved path into vertices. So if you now that you know how you can control that, you can tweak your final mesh model to really improve it. It's like, you know,
Final mesh model is that's like, you know, once I put in the script and I run it, it goes to the website, and then I go to upload. It sends it to my computer, and I go to upload it.
Mm-hmm.
That's when this screen comes up that I can make these modifications that you're talking about, right? The low poly?
The low poly you do that when you click on it. It's like when you put the script into the object and you click it, you touch it, and you get the menu. And there's a button for low poly, and then you have options for like circle and straight, and you can like up at one, down at one. That's where you're changing the number of vertices. And it'll say like default is 4/24 or whatever it is.
Okay.
So you want to set those. I mean, just hitting the low poly button does amazing amount of reduction in the number of triangles. And that translates to a lower land impact cost when you actually upload it.
I'm hoping is that the staircase I'm working on right now I can create and instead of I wanted one prim. You know, just like the sample stairs that I'm using.
If you keep the straight edges, you can do that.
It's all rectangles.
I can almost guarantee you hit the low poly button on it, yeah, and it's gonna be maybe one prim.
I've even taken all the edges that aren't visible.
Yes.
You know, the surfaces, I should say, and put them at 100% transparent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then I did one other thing is
because that may
under the feet.
That mean because by making it transparent, it's not going to be in the final mesh. It's not going to be a surface at all.
Then the other thing,
yeah,
is once I have all the pieces linked up before I put the script in it, I click under features and I make it convex. What is that? What do you call
convex
it?
Hull?
Prim type convex hull.
Okay,
that cuts the prim count in half right there. So now my 12 prim staircase becomes 6 prims before I even run it through the mesh studio.
Really?
That's one of my favorite build tricks is convex hull.
I'm going to have to experiment with that.
You actually turned me on to that, and Crap Mariner also turned me on to that.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you know, it's a simple way just to take regular prim building and cut your prim count in half.
Okay.
By making your object convex now, hull. And I noticed something else. I rendered. The mesh version is convex hull.
Well, a mesh will almost always be convex hull. The problem with that is physics. Because I think correctly, and maybe I'll ask Kona. When something is a as far as physics, the way that physics looks at these things. See, I think the problem with that is the physics engine on a convex hull, like this mesh chair, whenever something physical comes in contact with it, like an avatar, the physics engine has to calculate it for every single triangle on the object. And the way Havoc works, Havoc loves boxes. It loves just simple boxes and cylinders because it's extremely efficient at calculating out the physics for those things. When you create like a mesh like this or a torus or anything like that, or you cut a prim, all of a sudden it has to calculate it out for every single triangle. It's kind of like one of the things that he told us. It's like, okay, suppose you're going to be building a bridge. And you know how everybody in SL builds a bridge. You take a cylinder or a tube, and then you hollow it out, you cut it in half, and then you make an arched bridge with that one prim over the river or whatever you're trying to cross. And they said that is the worst thing you can do as far as physics, because people are going to be walking on it. And it's going to have to calculate out the physics for every single triangle that their avatar comes in contact with. They said what you would actually be better to do as far as physics is concerned is to make just regular box prims. And it would be more if you could have 14 of them in an arc. And it would still be more efficient than cutting that one prim. That makes sense.
So before I run my staircase, so in other words, bottom line, before I run my staircase through Mesh Studio, I should just keep the physics shape type as a prim as opposed to a convex hull.
Possibly, yeah.
I'm going to do both. I'm going to run one as a convex hull. I'm going to run one as a prim.
Okay.
And I'm curious to see what type of results I get.
Yeah.
Like I said, you got to play with this stuff.
And sure, absolutely.
The best learning experience is just get out there and play, you know?
Okay. So any questions, class? There will be a quiz afterward.
Oh, what?
No.
I think we lost.
I don't hate my homework.
We lost Kimmy Ann. She
zoned out in the back.
Actually, I'm looking at everything in this view, and it's so exciting to
actually see
learn about this now.
Yeah.
Where I can take that into account when I'm building on that parcel.
It's going to be really interesting going to the arena later.
I think Stuart, I mean, all week I've been like, I know the feeling because I went with Dread to look at some of the things that I had made before, and I was like, holy Jesus on a cracker, this is so bad. What did I do? And but
actually, you may have just given me the potentially the perfect argument for going to Mesh, because I'm trying to get people to go to Mesh, but
absolutely
this stupid perceived notion that Mesh is laggy. It's laggy.
No, it's not. Bad Mesh is laggy. Sculpted brims are laggy. Mesh, it can done right, Mesh is actually more efficient and better than prims. Really?
Thank you, Tesoro, the best gift I ever got in my history in SL was Mesh Studio.
You're very welcome.
Hands down. Because I would never be able to build on this, even come close to this level, if I was trying to create the stuff in Blender, which I'm still like wringing my, I can't even just, oh God.
Mesh,
that is a learning curve that is just, I still haven't even started.
I feel your pain. I've been doing the same thing, and I will tell you that Mesh Studio is probably the best thing that I've seen out there as far as getting people who are used to working with prims and introducing them to doing mesh, because they can do it bridges that gap between the people who came up just, you know, pulling a prim out of their butt and slapping them together and putting textures on them, and the people who actually know how to use 3D modeling software like Blender and Maya and 3D Max and all of those programs.
Get me wrong, I'll eventually understand Blender, but my God, the learning curve is just exactly what it was like when I first tried building an SL.
Yes, I fully understand. So, I think that is probably our episode for today. And if any of you there are still listening, I don't know. Yeah, they're still scrambling because they think there's a test. So, Island Business. We have two double lots open. We have a single. We have one single lot open, the single size, which is 1,500 square meters for about 3,500 linens a month, and that gives you 650 prims. And the double lots are, of course, double all of that. So, hurry down to Corona Cay if you're looking for land, if you're looking for a place to set up your business, your getaway, your virtual island experience. And we won't make you live next to Cooter, because nobody wants to live next to Cooter.